Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's really great to be with you, and we have a good show for you today. We have Bob Griswold back for the Bob and Dave Survival Report, and that's not an exaggeration in this day and age, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to be talking about a number of topics ranging from false flags to Twitter to the shortage update, to warehouse fires, to the fertilizer shortage. It just never stops. And of course, these are all just simultaneous coincidences. And I know there's no conspiracy theories because I was told that after the Kennedy assassination when I started looking into it. So first of all, before we get started, I need to do some business here really quick. We are the nation's only distributor right now for the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. It's a great water filter. The research is still on the site, waterwithdave.com. They gave me the privilege of selling everything out in the pipeline. They had shut down, as you know, and you said, let us know, Dave, if they get anything back. Well, this is it. And I'm pretty sure the product comes out of China, and I think this is it for a while. So you're going to need to get what you can. And really, if you're going to have to scavenge for water because of Putin's nonsense, and if he does a cyber grid takedown, or we take down our own grid and blame Putin, you're going to be scavenging for water. You're going to need more than one system. So I recommend, we have five. I recommend that you're in that neighborhood. So go to waterwithdave.com. They've kept the prices the same, which is amazing. And then, of course, storable food, you know all about it. 25-year shelf life, yada, yada, yada. You know the deal. And you know that, well, Doug Casey the other day, famed economist, said, Americans can't store enough food. If you get to 2 years and you got seeds, I think you get a really good chance, because by that time you'll be able to have some workarounds. So go to preparewithdave.com. They still have the specials, no price increase too. So you have food, you have water. And then finally, diversify, diversify, diversify. Noble Gold can help you with that. And you don't have to make a lot of money. I really estimate that they can help you if your income level is about $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. In that range, that's where I think you can really benefit. If you're below that, buy food. And I'm just the best advice I can give you. But Noble Gold can be reached by going to goldbeforelate.com and requesting that they send you a package of information. Then you'll have to call them. They won't call you. They're not pushy. But ladies and gentlemen, you keep all your money in the bank, you'll end up like my mom's family. We're related to the old Henry Ford family, by the way, on my mom's side. Relatives, yeah. We have Ford, Cuseys, Jenkins were our family names. But they didn't lend a hand when my family went down with real estate and banking issues. And my mom went from riches to rags as a little girl and was raised in abject poverty. And pretty interesting. And we've done the tour. Oh, we used to own that hotel. And you know, I've heard it from my mom growing up. You do not want to keep everything in the bank. That's why Noble Gold's a great deal. But anyway, we've got Bob Griswold with us, and we got a whole host of topics to get through. Bob, welcome to the show. And we've kind of given this a name, the Bob and Dave Survival Report. And it really is what it boils down to. Because, Bob, do you agree with me? We're living in an age when there are people conspiring to separate you from all of your money and property.
And life. Okay. I mean, COVID. Remdesivir, well, I won't say that because I don't know where this meeting this is going, but you know, just the whole treatment of the way the medical industry has treated disease recently, you know, Mike Adams, people saying that, you know, a lot of people are going to die. In fact, I was reading an article today that says because of complications due to other medications that have been given, it's going to overwhelm the healthcare industry. And there's a mystery disease breaking out among children right now with their liver. They're having all kinds of liver problems, and the rate of children having liver transplants is at an all-time high. We won't go into too much conspiracy theory there, but you know, we talked about conspiracy theory, Dave. How many conspiracy theories have proven to be true? I mean, when the news media poo-poos a conspiracy, Hunter Biden's laptop's conspiracy, Russia collusion, which they cooked it up. That was all conspiracy. You were banned. You were ostracized. You were ridiculed. You were mocked. You were censored. You were deplatformed. And all those conspiracy theories happened to be true. Well, you know, the conspiracy theory now is that a lot of people are going to get very sick because of the medical treatments they've received. And, you know, I was watching some things the other day. Dave, Is it okay to talk about that subject just for a second?
Well, yeah, this is radio. We are fine here. You know.
Okay. Well, you know, isn't it amazing that they've come out now? That many doctors have come out now. What's the symbol of Lucifer? It's the serpent.
Mm-hmm.
And the medical industry symbol is the caduceus, a serpent. And what was the vaccine? What would they say was made out of? Cobra venom, a neurotoxin.
Yeah. That's a good connection, Bob. Congratulations. I didn't even think of that, and that's right on the money.
Yeah, the caduceus. I mean, just look at it. And, you know, this one gentleman I was listening to, I mean, he was a doctor, you know, saying that a lot of people are going to die, a lot of people are going to have complications. So when they say you want to separate you from your money, let's just expand that just for a second. They don't want to pay you Social Security that you've earned. Social Security is not a benefit. You've paid for it. You've earned it. So they don't. But if you die, what other retirement program, Dave? You get to donate into your retirement program all your life, and I'm going to wait till full retirement age, 67 years old, and I die 2 months before that. Nobody gets anything. They keep it all. I mean, if you have young children, they get survivor's benefits. But at 67, you probably don't have children that are still in the home. I mean, what other retirement program could do that? So yeah. They have a benefit. They have a financial motivation not only to separate you from the money, and the best way to do that is to separate you from your body, death.
I can't argue.
Como, how many people did he kill?
Well, a lot. Putting COVID people in senior citizen facilities? Yeah, absolutely.
So, that's because it's the death cult, and they want to separate us through starvation now. I want to do the shortage report, Dave. We're gonna give the shortage report now. Just things that I noticed in my business that I'm having a hard time getting, if not can't get. That wasn't good grammar, but whatever. That wasn't proper grammar. So the things I can't get right now or have to wait a long time to get them, so it's get in line time. And I think if you go wherever you go, you're going to find this out, because I've been doing this for almost 30 years now, and I know the people that I buy from. I know some personally, and I can't get some of the stuff, or I have to wait a while to get it. So I was just informed that night vision, the tube, when you buy a night vision, it's like buying a Mustang, Dave. I can buy a V4 Mustang, or I can buy a Shelby Mustang, okay? But all of them have a power plant in it, and that's what's on the tube itself, is a little power supply. I was just told by one of the major suppliers that those power supplies are going to go short. And for the next 12 to 18 months, they're going to have a very, very hard time getting the power supply. No power supply, no night vision. And if you add a war to that, which I think we're going to face a three-front war here, I think we're already facing it, but, you know, we're already maneuvering in the South China Sea. There's brinksmanship going on there. Iran is already, you know, developing nuclear weapons, and, you know, Israel, Saudi Arabia are going to have to get embroiled there. But you let any of these things happen, any. And we think the shortages are bad now. And I tell you, because Shanghai, I've been to China. I know what that's a happening place, Shanghai. That port is closed. And we're going to, in a month or so, we're going to see a whole nother wave of shortages. In fact, there's an article I was reading earlier. It's chronic shortages. This is what it says: chronic shortages. And this is on this is written by Michael Snyder. Chronic shortages of a few items will evolve into chronic shortages of hundreds of products later in 2022. And this was April 25th. He wrote this, and I can tell you. I don't know Mike. I know him, and I've talked to him a few times, but I'm not his, you know, a pundit, and why promote him, but I can tell you he's dead on here. And I'd be careful using that word, because it's going to cause the death of people. Hundreds, if not thousands of products, you're not going to get. So night vision, grain mills. You know, I had one grain mill that, because Country Living Grain Mill, add this to the burned down things, their factory burnt down. One of the most popular hand-operated grain mills in the country. Their factory burnt down, Dave. Burnt down. And and on top of the 18, 20, you know, suspicious fires that have occurred in food distribution plants across the United States, I was listening. The national average is 2 a year. This year we've already had, 18, 19 of them by, you know, April. 18, 19 of them. including, I mean, Jack Jenkins, that's the owner of Country Living Grain Mill. They had a fire. We're going to see the shortages. So the shortage report, grain mills, solar panels. I was just informed because we set up solar for people from little to big, and they've told us that we can no longer buy solar panels if we do not buy the complete system. So you can't go in an a la carte solar panels. You have to buy a system with it. Food, we all know that. I mean, Mountain House has shut down their dealer portal. Rainy Day Foods is 6 to 8 weeks out. Augustin Farm says, you know, they're shipping out more food than they've ever shipped out before, but you can't go on their website and order anything. It's all out of stock. You just go there and look. It's all out of stock. Radios. People are buying radios up like crazy. You know, another thing, too, I was just reading bicycles. But wheat, just a case in point, Dave, Breadbackers, which is one of the largest wheat distribution places on the East Coast, down in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, they've limited to 2 buckets of wheat per person. You know, if you need wheat and you're on the East Coast, Breadbackers is a great place to get it. Water filters. I know not only Berkey's getting behind, and another brand that's on Amazon is getting behind, and they're just, you can't get the products. Radiation meters. I was just talking to the person who makes Mazer, one of the most popular ones that are out there, and they said, you know, we're going to get another shipment here shortly, and after that it'll be the end of the summer before they hope they can start shipping again. You know, and then radiation pills, you know, the potassium iodate. So that's just a shortage report, and then with the distribution plants that are, you know, mysteriously catching on fire. I'd like to, if there's any mathematicians in the audience listening, Dave, I'd love for a statistician to come up with a probability of having this many fires burn down food distribution plants this early in the year. Because if it goes the way it is, with 4 months into the year, we've already had 18.
How many total plants are there? I can tell you that real quick.
I don't know. How many are there?
I don't know.
But that'd be interesting to find out.
Here, let me pull up the database here,
but,
and we'll do the math problem. You know,
yeah, but
Bob,
I mean,
I've written courses in stats. So.
Yeah, if two are the national average, two food distribution warehouses burn down a year on average. When you have, so that would be 20 times 3, that'd be 60 if it keeps up the way it is for the whole year. You know, 20 and a quarter. Not 20 in for the first 4 months, and you have the next 4 months and the following 4 months, so that'd be 3 times 20, 60. If you had 60 food distribution warehouses burned down over the next, you know, this year, 2022, compared to 2,
I have them.
I think I'm going to go buy some lottery tickets, Dave.
here's the number, and this is a 2018 figure. There's nothing more recent. In fiscal year 2018, published in 2019, there were 835 inspected livestock slaughter plants. An additional 3,773 plant processes for red meat, but do not slaughter. So it depends how you want to measure it, I guess. But this is crazy. And you say 18 in 1 year?
Well, 18 this year so far.
Okay, so... All right, so you've got...
That's so far.
Okay, this is
and
an
I know,
easy
like
math.
Jack Jenkins is... from Country Living Grain Mill, they're out 10 weeks.
Okay, 18 and 2 a year. We can just do a calculation based on that.
Well, 18, Dave, in the first 4 months.
So if you
extrapolate that up to the year, that's 18, 18, 18.
Okay, Bob, if you keep talking over me, I can't think.
Sorry.
So you've got a... third, so really you have one every 6 months. You had 18. My goodness gracious here. This is adding up pretty quick here, Bob, because you'd multiply 18 times 3 to get you to a 12-month figure, 54 for comparison. Wow, you're 27 times over the average. If you said 2 burned down a year...
That's a statistic I read yesterday. On an average, we have 2 fires that burn down food distribution warehouses.
So you're 27 times. That's not
that could happen.
No.
Dave, it's just. I mean, and America's asleep. It really is. I mean, you know, you hate to use the analogy of Idiocracy, the movie, but it really is. you know.
Okay.
I mean, America's in the, you know.
You know, let me
Rhonda's got what plants crave.
Let me throw something else in here, Bob. You're 27 times the expected amount for the year. But it's even worse than that, because it's happening in a time of critical resource shortage.
That's the next thing. The rail shortage is the fertilizer and wheat. They're starting to regulate how much fertilizer will be delivered, how much wheat you can buy. Corn just hit $8 a barrel, a bushel, which is a new. Georgia declares a state of emergency over shortages, and they're just beginning. I mean, Dave, here's a scenario I want to run for you. We all enjoy going to YouTube and typing in mass Karens, right? You know, hey, like they're screechers, you know, they screech, no mask, you know, running around chasing people down. I mean, very threatening. Dave, can you imagine the food Karens when they see you have two packs of hot dogs and you're only supposed to have one in their mind? I mean, Dave, this is going to turn deadly. I'm just telling you, it's deadly. And this is why get armed, because when these shortages happen, and this is one of my strong points. They're going to be profiled. Okay, first of all, you're going to be profiled. If you drive up in a BMW, a Mercedes, a Porsche SUV, what's the Cadillac one, Escalade, you know, you're going to be profiled. Coming out of the supermarket, you better be protective, because people are going to start profiling you going in there, and they'll just steal your groceries or follow you home.
That's what we learned from Venezuela. Okay, I've got another set of numbers for you. I came up with three factors that parallel the fires: the wheat, the fertilizer. Okay, so let's just assume a constant rate here, and that's really risky, but it'll give you an idea how dramatic this is. You then would do a math calculation using a three-variable factor, and it's actually called multiple regression analysis. And the odds of all of this, these items together, the fertilizer, the wheat shortage, and the meat packing plants burning down, rough estimate, about $385 million to one.
Yeah.
That's the odds.
Possible.
That's the odds.
Dave, you're twice as likely to win a lottery. I think the lottery is $180 million to one.
Yeah.
I mean, you're twice as likely to buy a lottery ticket and win than this to happen then. And Dave, you didn't figure in the baby formula shortages, did you?
No.
Remember, they're rationing, Walgreens is rationing baby formula?
Well, let me put this in at the known rate. And like I said, this is a rough estimate. Now you're up to $10,460,000,000.
So, I mean...
to one.
And on top of it, we are facing what I consider World War III. We see... This is early 1930s Germany, or Axis Allies powers developing right now, and it's happening. They're developing their own financial systems, their own network systems, their own internet systems. And the United States is being excluded. In fact, there's a major development happening right now that's going to dramatically affect us, and next month, you know, Colombia is having an election, and MS-19 right now is leading. Now, no matter how that turns out, because they've already threatened
to kick off. I haven't heard this.
Off.
Whoa, don't skip over this. You're saying MS-19 is a political party?
Not MS-16, 19. They've been a political party down there for a long time. They're hard leftist communists, and they're already threatened to kick all the Americans out. Okay?
Oh.
So no matter how this works, so if we interfere, which we never interfere in elections, so I'm just being hypothetical here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If we interfere and make sure MS-19 does not get elected, who do you think is going to go in there and support a guerrilla war in South America? The Russians and Chinese. If they do win, they're going to kick all the Americans out. He's already saying it. And so we have this Axis powers developing that are developing their own financial system. Our staunch ally in the Middle East. Did you see that Israel is going to buy about $200 billion worth of yen?
Yes.
Disinvesting from dollars?
Same with Saudi Arabia. They're not buying
the yen. It's a trap. We are being set up. I mean, this is the proverbial Thanksgiving turkey being cooked right now. And if we do win, we're going to win by war. It'll be war. And what's war going to do? It is... going to bring about even more shortages. This article by Michael Sunder says pet food shortage is coming.
We already know. We've seen the rationing in our own shopping for our pet food.
So pet food. Yeah. So, I mean, that equals goes under the equation, and because the fertilizer, it's exacerbating the whole issue of the corn, because corn does take, I've grown corn, it takes a lot of nutrients out of the soil, and you have to put them back in. So, you know, if you don't grow as much corn, not only you're not going to get your Fritos corn chips or at much higher price, but gasoline, corn syrup, corn oil, all those things that are made from corn products, which they amount into the thousands of products that are made from corn. A rubber shortage. I mean, you can Google it. It's there. I'm not making it up. It's there. So we see all this happening, and this is the point I want to drive to people, drive home. You are going to see food Karens, the screechers out there, that are going to absolutely come unhinged. I mean, with this big loss today with Elon Musk taking Twitter, they're already going to become unhinged to begin with, and they're just going to look for an excuse to do something else. So when they perceive somebody getting more food than they should be getting, they're going to endanger your life. They're going to dox you on social media. This person has lost. They'll follow you home, take a picture of your home, and dox you. So I'm just saying, this is Dave. This is the number one reason why you want to buy food right now. And I'm not Dave. You don't pay me anything to say this.
No.
But you don't want to be doxed when people are hungry and can't get it, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody's videoed you, you know, unloading a bunch of food into your home. You just don't want to be there. You know, I was just watching a video the other day of some lady in Walmart. She actually loaded up a shopping cart, bulging over the top with high-cut meat, high-end meats. And she just walked out the store and started throwing them in her trunk. The manager was out there videoing it. That's all he could do. And she just drove off like she didn't even care. Now, there's a statistic. And federal law enforcement can go with it. It's not very high. So that's right around 1%. When 1% of people can get away with a crime, it makes it – it's like whack-a-mole. You've played whack-a-mole before. You hit one down. If they're slow, you can keep up with the game. But the faster that game comes, the more those little moles pop up, and you can't beat them all down. And that's the way crime works. Once people see crime pays – which, I mean, in San Francisco right now, you can go, if you steal under $1,000, they can't do anything to you. Once they see that, you have an explosion of it. Now, add that lawlessness behavior on top of dire shortages, major recession, and all maybe war shortages. Dave, if anybody ever needs a reason to get in line to get their products now, I'm telling you, this is going downhill. And I will make I'm not a date setter because I don't have a crystal ball, but once those shortages from Shanghai, the wheat shortages are fully realized, this crop doesn't do well because there's not enough fertilizer, the water shortages out where you guys live. I mean, it's not hard to figure out, you know. Food plants burning down, manufacturing plants burning down. Joe Biden, I mean, you know. He's telling people, you know, it's going to happen. You know, right now, China is actually looking at putting military bases in the Solomon Islands.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know if you saw that.
It's a red line.
It's a red line. Mm-hmm. Spending is out of control because they know the dollar is doomed. So they are spending like crazy right now, and I can promise you all the agencies, everybody involved in government is getting theirs right now. And while they will scream hoarder at you, they are probably doing the most hoarding because they have the most money, your money. And on top of all that, Dave, the situation in Ukraine is still very volatile. And I would not, when Zelensky came out and said you better buy your potassium iodate and ready, that was like a huge red flag to me. I say there's a high order probability that a nuclear weapon will go off. I don't think it'll be I don't think it's going to be the global nuclear war. But nobody will know who did it. I would list China, Iran, U.S., Zelensky himself. I don't think Putin will do it, but he'll be blamed for it. So, I mean, this is the conditions which we find ourselves in. And anybody who does not take this seriously right now had better really just do a little intel report for themselves. And I'm gonna veer off just for a second here, Dave. You know, we've started doing training here at Ready Made Resources. We actually bought a piece of property, and there's a training center in it we built. Anybody who wants to meet Jamie and Doug, Jamie Walden and Doug Thornton, they're going to come down and be doing a class here soon. We'll be posting more details on it shortly. But we are going to have a fighting carbine course in mid-July, in intelligence and tradecraft and later in July, and then Stuck Pig Medical is coming in August to do another medical class, which he does a very, very good job. So if you want to learn how to, you know, treat somebody more than just putting a Band-Aid on them, you know, tracheotomy, decompression needle, all that stuff, he does a very, very good job. And we have what Matt Everett from Brush Beater said. He said it was the best classroom settings he's ever been in. So I think we've done a top-notch job on it. And this is where people not only need to be buying supplies, but they also need to be learning how to use their stuff, learning how to, you know, to be a cut above, because knowledge is going to be power. If you know how to do things, you're going to be in high demand. If you can do trade skills like plumbing, electrical, you know, you're going to be in high demand. If you can fix a car, you're going to be in high demand. If you can, you know, treat people that have been, seriously injured, you know, bullet wounds, stabs, major cuts, lacerations, burns. I mean, we all saw what happened to Jamie. He got his arm burned pretty badly. I mean, and in a crisis situation, could you treat that? The more those skills that you learn now, the more valuable we will be. Which, if you're Dave, if you are valuable, you will have more access to assets, product, because people are going to know. You know, Walden, man, he can really do. He can set you up. He can take care of you. You know, Doug Thornton, man, he can really protect you. He can teach you how to protect yourself. And those type of people that know those skills, people are going to want to take care of them because they have something that's extremely valuable, and that's knowledge. I did a force on force with Jamie, and we had 2 10-man teams at night vision fighting, and we were using blank firing adapters and blanks, and you know. Jamie obliterated the other team because he knew exactly what to do. It was a 10-man team, and we were all nods and thermal, and Jamie knew what and they went embedded. In fact, they embedded very well, and Jamie knew, you know, he found him. He used his tradecraft and found him, and then he divided our team into 2 different teams, and he had one of them go up and flank the other guys, redrew their fire, and the other guys came down on top of them, and, you know, they lost. I mean, that type of tradecraft is going to be invaluable. That's why learning now how to do things, whether it's canning food, whether it is protection, whether it's radio, any of it, it is going to make you a more valuable asset to your community. And as a valuable asset to your community, people around you are going to want to take care of you because you can show them how to do stuff. So that's one of the reasons we've started doing this right now with the training courses, so that people can learn and become a valued asset to their community and their families. And you know, if somebody's injured, if you need to communicate, if you need to protect, if you need to garden, if you need to can, whatever you need to do, we are looking to set up a training facility to do that. So
how do people find out more about this?
Well, my web guy is actually going to put a link on my website. Right now you can go to Stuck Pig Medical and you can sign up for our class on his website, or you can go to brushbeater.org, like brush your hair, eggbeater.org, and sign up for it. It's an intelligence gathering and tradecraft and then a fighting carbine course in July. I was just on the phone with Jamie and Doug today. They're going to be cooking up a active shooter course that they're going to come out and do. So, you know, what do you do if there's an active shooter? You know, what we tell people all the time, first of all, head on your shoulders, keep it turning. You know, if I'm in the mall, if I'm in a grocery store, I know where my exits are at so I can exfil quickly. Just situational awareness type things. But if you're in an active shooter, what do you do? Do you flee? Do you stay? Do you defend? How do you do that? So they're going to set up an active shooter course to be announced. And I know those two guys. I mean, they are going to put on a top notch. And for what they charge for it, you would pay thousands to go somewhere else. Thousands more. I promise you, I know. If you go to gun site and do some course like that, it's going to cost you some big bucks.
Okay. That sounds good. And do you have any dates yet? Is that?
Not on that. I'm was just talking to Doug and Jamie today, and they're going to get together and cook up some dates and come up with a class scenario. And, you know, they're two former Marines. Doug Thornton has a whole lifetime of, you know, federal law enforcement and doing that. Both of them have been door kickers, so they know how to do that. I was so impressed with Jamie when we did that course. In fact, Matt Everett, you know, he was like, man, that guy knows his stuff. That's some brush beater, you know. And when you have an Army guy compliment a Marine... That's pretty good.
Bob, Jamie led a platoon into Baghdad as the first group.
I know.
So, are you surprised?
So, those two guys are going to be doing some training. So, if you're interested in doing that, you know, it's going to be announced. But also the medical course, the fighting carbine course by Brushbeater, and the intel gathering. And I tell you, intel gathering and tradecraft are extremely important things to know. You know, surveillance detection. You know, how do you know if you're bringing home that load of groceries? How do you know if you're being surveilled? And there's all kinds of indicators that somebody is you're being surveilled. And so, how to do a surveillance detection? How to do to get rid of a tail? How to lose them? So, all those things will be taught during that class. And I'm telling you, I lived that world for a long time, and it's invaluable information that doesn't matter what you do, if you're on the golf course, in church, wherever, you know, just the tradecraft that you'll learn will benefit you, because you'll be the guy that has his head on his shoulders, paying attention, looking for the key signs that something is about to go south, the dress, the mannerisms, the hand movements, you know, all those factors that come into something to say this isn't good. Something's about ready to come down. You'll be the guy to recognize them, and if you're the guy or gal to recognize them first, you'll put yourself in a position to where you can protect yourself. You don't want to be the guy just sitting there, and all of a sudden the bullets start flying, and you're startled. You don't want to be that guy. I know in our church when they eyes closed. I never close my eyes. I'm sorry. That's when I know if there was somebody bad, that's when they're going to take advantage of it. So the security detail doesn't close their eyes at that time. We're looking around. So,
okay.
But just
all
saying.
Right. So does that wrap up the shortage report?
That wraps up the shortage report. And, you know, it's and then we can go into the conflict report. We can go into any
Let's
financial
go into the
report.
False flag anticipation report.
Well, the false flag anticipation report, I mean, the Democrats know right now they're going to be very, very desperate. And this is global communism is going to become very, very desperate. And as they get more and more desperate, we are going to see them become more and more unhinged, which we see right now. I mean, Governor DeSantis, God bless that man. You know, what kind of warped mind, Dave? I don't mind as an adult if we sit down, discuss sex. It's not something I need to talk about a whole lot, you know, but I mean, if as adults you want to do it, that's fine. But what kind of demented minds need to sit down and talk to kindergartners about all kinds of, you know, anal sex, masturbation, bisexual, transsexual? Who needs to do that? And to stand up against that, these people are coming unglued. Here are the people that are, you know, Amazon, they don't pay any taxes. Elon Musk didn't pay any taxes. You know, and so now DeSantis takes away the Disney's, you know, favorite tax status, and they freak out over it. Like, how dare you? And they're a major corporation, and they get a very, very favorable tax status, or they did. And you know, so we see them coming unglued, and we've not seen anything yet. As they start to lose position, the global hierarchy of who these people are, because keep in mind, even though they're losing position, they still control the financial system, they control the news media, they've infiltrated most of the governments of the world that control the legal and military aspects of those countries, and this is why I think the false flag is coming. Desperate people do desperate things. As we've talked about before, when the Ukraine left the Soviet Union in the early 90s, there were, I think it was 3,000 tactical nuclear weapons and 2,000 strategic nuclear weapons, 176 ballistic ICBMs. Those were all accounted for. If you read the reports, it says there were approximately 3,000 intercontinental ballistic warheads and approximately 2,000 tactical nuclear weapons. So does anybody really know? And with what's going on over there, with an Axis allied world developing right now, a nuclear weapon going off in Ukraine would absolutely galvanize it even further. And I think a lot of Americans at that point, because we're so gullible, we believe, oh, Putin did it, Putin did it, Putin did it. I think Putin was colluding with the Americans, whatever. But he'll be blamed for it, even if he did do it. I don't personally believe he would do it. I think he's an evil man. I mean, he shoots people, murders them, you know, horrible things he's done. But I don't think he would do this. So would the Chinese do it? Would the Americans do it? Would Zelensky do it himself? I mean, it's funny how quick that, you know, missile that hit the train station fell out of the news, because all of a sudden they realized it probably wasn't the Russians who did it. Just saying, it wasn't. So if a nuclear weapon does go off, though, any of those 5,000 nuclear weapons, that approximately 5,000, if a couple of them went to the black market, the Chinese, the Americans, the Iranians, Saudis, whoever, Israelis, whoever bought them, and detonates one, it would embroil us into that conflict even further, and it would free up a lot of the world to more adventurous activities, say Taiwan, moving on Jerusalem, and then we would have that global conflict where the Axis and Allied powers are going at it. And that's when I think that's what we're headed to. And so people can ignore the warning. You know, Noah preached to people for 100 years, and everyone ignored him. Can you imagine that, Dave? He preached 100 years, and everyone ignored him. And yet, when it started raining, I can imagine the flood Karens coming out. It's not fair that Noah has a boat and we don't. You have to open the door. And he didn't. But you can imagine him. It's not fair. And you're going to see this happen as more and more shortages develop. Envy is going to take over, and envy is a very, very powerful emotion. And this is why I tell people, you know, the fighting carbine course, learning transition drills from pistol to rifle, rifle to pistol. What do you do if your weapon jams real quick? It's called tap rack fire to clear it, to get it back into fighting capacity. All these things you're going to learn. And then what Doug and I were talking about the other day, I use, it's called USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. I strongly recommend anybody who carries to go there, and I think it's like $400 a year. I get $2 million worth of insurance that covers, if I'm involved in a shooting, it covers the legal fees, it covers bail, it covers if I'm sued civilly, I think $1.5 million or $1 million, it's quite high. Like I said, all my legal fees would be covered, my bond would be covered, they pay for an attorney to represent me, and it's an attorney who's very familiar with, gun laws. Just think of Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, that would have served him well, because they would have paid all that. And if you shoot somebody, Dave, even if they're threatening you anymore, you have a liberal DA. We know what's going to happen. I mean, it doesn't matter if he's raping your baby. If you shoot him, they're gonna make you pay for it. Threaten you with all types of legal activities, make you'll have to hire a lawyer, $40,000, $50,000. You will probably be sued in courts by the people, that the survivors of the person you shot. And then some people are going to have an emotional problem with killing somebody, and so there's even they've even pay for emotional support that if you're involved in that and you need that service. So I strongly recommend everybody who would carry a weapon, and everybody carry it. One of the things we were talking about the other day also, Dave, if you're carrying a weapon for concealed carry, for self-defense, don't have things like zombie killer on it, skull and crossbones.
I know.
They're going to take that in court, and they're going to make it look like you were just begging to shoot somebody. If you carry a weapon for self-defense, carry a weapon that comes out of the box. Get a Glock, get an H&K, get a SIG, out of the box. Don't put special triggers in it. Just don't soup it up. Have a standard pistol, because when you start, putting a speed trigger in there, pound and a half trigger, and I saw somebody had a gun, actually, and it actually had zombie killer on it. And I think, oh, my gosh, if he ever shot somebody with that gun and it went to court, that would be shown to the jury, zombie killer. And you know, it's going to make you look like you're a homicidal maniac just waiting to shoot somebody. Don't do it. So, but as we see these shortages develop, I strongly recommend everybody carry every single time, every place you go, if you can do that. If you're in a gun-friendly state, do that. If not, consider getting a legal knife, a pocket knife, you know, a flick-open knife that you can carry, something even to defend yourself. Again, my wife teaches martial arts, and they do learn improvised weaponry, rolled-up magazine, a coup baton, all kinds of things you can use as improvised weaponry, because this is what's going to happen. We saw this in Los Angeles. I mean, Beverly Hills. Did you see the article that now the gangs are going to target the expensive homes in Beverly Hills? Did you see that article?
Well, they already are, and in Santa Monica.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're going to know Pill Hill. That's what I call the doctor, where the doctors buy their houses. You know, the big, expensive ones. They're going to know that's where the money lies. They're going to know that's where the jewelry, the cash, you know, the expensive stuff lies. And as, you know, our civilization breaks down more and more, and law enforcement can't get to it, or they're afraid to get to it. Tucker Carlson did a really good thing the other day about, you know, black murder rate went up during COVID. When everybody locked down, black murder rate went up because we defunded the police. And the police were afraid, because of George Floyd and others, that if they... if it was a white police officer and he went and tried to, you know, do something in a black community, it was going to explode to where he was going to end up being arrested or convicted or something. And so crime exploded in those neighborhoods. It had just the opposite effect that you would have thought it had. But that what's happened there is going to happen nationwide, because as crime becomes more and more prevalent, as desperation sets in, and more people have to resort to stealing from others, you better know what you're going to be doing. That's why the fighting carbine course. That's why the intelligence gathering course, tradecraft. You know, again, I cannot tell you, and I won't go into the details, but doing a surveillance detection route can save your life.
Absolutely. What do you mean by that? Describe what that is and what that entails.
Surveillance detection is how to detect if someone is following you, and there are numerous ways to do it. I mean, if food really is scarce, I'm not, it's like you said, if you know you're being followed, don't drive home. If I know that food is scarce and I've loaded my truck up with my Escalade, let's just say, or my, you know, Porsche SUV up with a lot of food, I'm not going to drive directly home. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go and do a surveillance detection to see if I'm being followed. And it can get complicated, because there are ways to detect it, but, you know, the amateur would just use one car. And a more seasoned person who's good at they would have two or three cars involved, so one breaks off, another follows, one breaks off, another follows. There's ways to detect all of that, and that's what we'll go over on the classes that we teach, how to detect if you're being followed, and what to do, you know, how to lose it. I mean, and intelligence gathering things, you know, the whole OODA loop thing, observe, orient, decide, and act. You know, and using just everyday stuff to protect yourself, just by surveillance. You know, how to meet securely. I think there's a good chance in this country Christianity, biblical Christianity, will be outlawed, or they'll try to outlaw it, which they did during COVID. You know, you can't go to church. Well, God's people are going to go to church. We're going to meet. I'm not going to have the government tell me I cannot meet my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. That's the line they cannot cross. I'll meet with them anyhow. And we did. We never stopped meeting. During the whole COVID thing, we had Christian fellowship, church. So, but how to do all that? And that's why, again, self-defense, tradecraft, you know, all these things are going to come into the everyday thing. This is not, you know, Leave It to Beaver world anymore. You know, Father knows best. This is not that world anymore. This is the world when people just go in and smash and grab, steal, ransom. I mean, I saw a video the other day of just this guy in a store. I mean, just absolutely tried to grab a child and run away with it. Just tried to run away with it. Did you see this in South Florida, the guy who just tackled that woman in the middle of Walmart and started raping her? And if it hadn't been for good citizens that stopped it, he'd have raped her right in the middle of the aisle in Walmart.
Scary. It's so frightening.
It's coming unglued.
The lack of civility. But Bob, this is what we've de-evolved into, and I call it the DMV test. Walk into your motor vehicle department, sit down for an hour, and look at what America's becoming.
I'd rather not.
You already know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I know what I'm talking. I just, it's shameful what we've become, Dave. It is shameful. I mean, and a lot of it, I understand, budgets have been busted. People have to buy cheap, high starch foods, which are not healthy to eat in any measure. They're not healthy to eat. And so we've become a diseased people. We have a lot of, you know, chronic diseases. We've become the world's number one pill taker population, antidepressants, which you have no clue. Go on YouTube and just type in, you know, benzo withdrawals on YouTube. It's very, very dangerous. People lose touch with reality when they don't get their benzos. It's one of the most severe addictions to beat, far worse than opiate addiction. Adderall, and how many people on Adderall when it doesn't happen? Dave, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. America's a dystopian novel waiting to happen. And in some parts of our country right now, it already is a dystopian novel. You get into the inner cities, you know, the Democrat-controlled cities, and they're just dystopian novels right now. It looks like Gotham City in some of the places.
Yeah, what can I say? This is the country that we've de-evolved into. In fact, you know, it's interesting, Bob. I used to be in the public school system, and I look now at who they have teaching when you see these TikTok videos and the perversion they're teaching these kids at such a young age.
Oh, my gosh.
These people weren't around when I was in the profession. There was no one like that. Or if they were, they were so far in the closet you'd never know.
Precisely. Now, I mean, you know, that satanic club wants to have this invocation, and now they're suing the school system because they can't do it. I mean, who would have ever thought a satanic group would have that kind of clout in the United States? It's gone insane.
I know.
I mean, all of our institutions, I mean, the churches are just as guilty as pedophilia, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts.
You know the church story. Yeah, I'm sitting there with a friend of mine, and the assistant pastor says, he may not be a godly man, but he's God's man, and you have to do what he says, Romans 13. And
yeah.
I'm thinking, whoa, wait a minute. What if he tells me to do something against God's word? See, he didn't give a disclaimer, and that's really what drove me up the wall. But this is common because of the clergy response team and the fact that the churches don't want to endanger their 501c3 tax exemption.
I have news for you, Dave. The only way you're going to keep that is you join the Mark of the Beast church system. That's the only way you're going to keep it. The church is going to go fully digital, to where they tell you can't make any contributions to our church, and, you know, God wants you to donate to the church, so you have to get this mark so you can donate money to the church.
Yeah, digital.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
I mean, it's 10 years ago, I said that people would think, "Oh, Griswold's far-fetched here," but now it doesn't sound so far-fetched, does it?
Well, there's something called ChurchX. We know about the clergy response team in NOVAD, but ChurchX, ChurchIX, and it was a data system, and this is probably almost a decade old now, and they may have changed the name, but here was the church. It was hidden videotaping of people in the church and facial recognition software. And I asked, well, how far is the penetration? Because I actually talked to a pastor who was in the clergy response team and knew all about this. And he said, Dave, it's really common and it's very technical. And he said he actually sat in meetings before he quit the clergy response team where they told him they could read your body language. They could infer certain things about you regarding the message and your reactions. And it was a database mass AI screening. Have you ever heard of this?
Oh, not specifically that, but I mean, right now AI has become so prevalent and so, I guess the word smart, that, I mean, first of all your online social profile is profiled due to what kind of person you are. Are you a reactionary? Are you a person who takes things in stride? You know, are you a lover? Are you a hater? You're a reader? You're ignorant? You're Billy Bob? Whatever. That's all thrown into the equation right now. And then they do have AI. It's just like this, Dave. You know, when we used to teach, you know, self-defense, you know, you can always tell by the hands. When people start getting violent, their hands start moving. You might see the guy turn his hat backwards, you know, but you'll see the hands start moving.
Right, exactly.
He starts gesticulating his hands. Those are signs that things are going to go south, okay? And AI has all that programmed in. So, that, you know, they know the guy in the back of the church who's sleeping. They know the guy in the back of the church who's really getting into it. And they know that the plant in there, the guy who maybe has moral compromise in his life, and the pastor, if he is, preaching on something that the Bible talks about, that's getting agitated. How dare he address my sin? You know? What do you mean I can't rape children? You know, and AI can recognize all that. So as the society becomes more and more digitized, the Internet of all things, I would predict the movie, what is it, Future Crime, the Tom Cruise movie, is going to become more and more of a reality. You know, the computer AI has identified you as somebody who will murder somebody one day, so, you know, we've got to do something to you now to prevent that from happening.
You know, I want to ask your advice for something here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to chime in, too, to thecommonsenseshow.com. Dave Hodges at thecommonsenseshow.com. Send me what you think. Bob, I want your opinion on this, and it's this. I'm speaking to the Arizona Tea Party. It's a pretty significant group. In fact, let me just read to you who I'm sandwiched between meetings on. Attorney General Mark Brnovich, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Okay, so he's been on Fox News a ton over the border issues. Then me, and then after me is Matt Salmon, former congressman, now candidate for Arizona governor. So this is not a lightweight speaking engagement I'm in. Bob, what do you think I should speak about? And this is next month here, and this is just in a couple of weeks.
You know, I'm just going to say, if it was me, I would address the historic importance of morality in a civilization. That law alone cannot make a society behave. If once a society has been stripped of its moral transcendent values and the need to re-implement those transcendent values because there are higher powers, this is what I would talk on. And I would use historical examples. Look what the Nazis fell into. Look what, I mean, the reality of all godless states is a lot of body bags. So that's me. I would say the historic importance of transcendent values in a society. And when we see that historic transcendent values have been obliterated, you cannot stop that flood with just enacting more laws. I mean, God bless Governor DeSantis, but at the end, these reprobates are not going to stop.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right.
So the only way to change it is to change the view of morality. Thus saith the Lord. And when I have that view versus, well, I mean, my gosh, I'm just a product of chance and probability, and they do it, I'm going to do it. You know, who's to stop me?
I
mean, what makes it wrong? What makes it right?
I know.
That's me. That's what I would talk about. And I would do it very professionally. I would have a lot of historic examples of failures and Jonah, Nineveh. The whole civilization turned around because he preached righteousness.
Well, everything that I was going to talk about, and I still may cover that within the context of what you're saying, has to do with integrity, lack of wisdom, lack of judgment. Really, treason comes into play here, too. And honestly, too, and I'll say this modestly, but really, if you want to know what happened in the election in Arizona, there's really one or two people you go to. One is Liz Harris, and the other one is me. And I spent months of my life on this. And that's what they think they're going to get from me, but I do think you're right. We need to talk about, if we're going to have a better society, we've got to be better people. And then,
well, not just better people. It's you have to understand that there is a law that is transcendent to human desire.
Well, Bob,
I can't desire my way into murder.
You're saying the same thing I'm saying in a different way. Okay.
Yeah, I can't desire because I want to murder you. Come up with, okay, well, I can do it. No, because Dave Hodges is created in the image of God, and if I strike at Dave Hodges, I'm striking at the image of God. So, you know, when society has that philosophy ingrained into it, we don't murder babies, we don't rape children, we don't murder people, we don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a story in Tennessee today of a lady who was arrested because her husband complained about the coffee, and she stabbed him to death in Tennessee. You know, I mean, so that's how cheap life has become. And is France? I mean, who was the Attorney General under Ronald Reagan? Francis Xavier?
That's okay. You know, have your brain hesitation because
said,
Bob, I need to. Yes. We're at the end here, and so I need to have you give out your contact information because people need your supplies.
I would tell people get your night vision while you can. 800-627-3809. We have plenty of it in stock right now, but we've been told it's going to dry up.
Got it.
800-627-3809.
On that note, we need to close. Bob, thank you. That was a great shortage report. Thank you very much, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you, brother.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.